Shabbos Perek Tes Mishnah Hey Hamotzi Eitzim, one that carries wood, Kedei Levashel Beit Zekala. It has to be enough wood that he can cook an easy egg. What's that? So the Rav explains, like we said earlier, it's the Beitzah Satarnagolas, it's the chicken eggs, it's the easiest to cook from all other eggs. And you don't need to cook the whole egg, just a groigeres from that egg, the size of a groigeres, which is cooked while it's mixed with oil and in a frying pan, meaning the easiest way one would cook it, as we said earlier. That's the quickest way an egg would cook. Tavlin, spices, kedei letabel beit zekala, enough to spice, to be metabel, and give flavor also to this egg of a tarnagolas. Now, what's tavlin? So the Rambam says, like pilpul, like pepper, and things like that. Now, very interesting, because we brought the Rambam in Orla. The Rambam goes out of his way and says that tavlin is lav dafka, just spices. It's anything that can be used to give flavor to things. He even, I believe he mentions eggs and wine and things like that. If they're used to flavor other things, they're all called tavlin. So the Taisus Sentef asks, so why here, dafka, is tavlin specifically these types of spices? Lomoshel, if garlic is used as a spice, it should be the amount to be the letabel beit zekala. But we've said earlier that Ali Shum and Ali Bitsolim that are lachim are gregaris in the end of the seventh parak. Why is it not tavlin, and it should be a smaller shear? So Taisus Yontif goes into that. Umitstarfin ze'em ze'en. The Mishnah continues that all different types of tavlin are mitstarf one with each other. Klipe agoizim, so the shells of nuts. Klipe rimonim, or the shells of pomegranates. These things are used to color things and to dye things. Istis upua, istis, it's a plant that gives off a bluish indigo type of dye. Upua, also it's the root of a plant that gives off a red coloring. Kedei litzpoa behen beged cotton bisvacha. It would have to be enough of these items that you'd be able to use it to color the small beged of a svacha. Svacha was that headpiece, like a snood at the edge of it, with a small piece of cloth. That small piece of cloth, if it can color that cloth, that's enough of a shear that you'd be chayiv. Meraglaim, urine, neser uboiris. Neser is a type of earth. Uboiris, the Rav says it's a type of thing that grows. All these things are used as cleansers to wash garments, like detergent. Kimunya ve'eshlog. Kimunya is also a grass. The Taisus Yontif explains they would take this grass, crush it, and make it into a powder, and use that to clean their hands, to get rid of the sweat, like the Rav explains. And eshlog, the Rav says no one explained to him what that is, but it's some type of plant that's used as a detergent. Kedei lechabes behen beged cotton besvacha. Enough of these things that it can be used to launder this small garment of the svacha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei lahavir ala kesem. Rabbi Yehuda says the shear, rather, is that one can use it to go over a stain. What they used to do is if a woman, if they wanted to know if the dam was dam nida or was a stain from something else, they would put something on top of the stain and rub into it. There were seven things that they would use to be bodek. And Rabbi Yehuda held that out of the things that were used to be bodek, these items just mentioned were used to be bodek, and they'd rub into it to see if it's dam nida or not. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and the shear is not the shear to see if one can be bodek, whether it's dam nida or not. Rather, it's the shear to launder the beged cotton of the svacha.